It is a blessing to be here with you this morning. If you have a bulletin, go to the center page, and I want to share with you a couple things that I hope you will write down and take with you. Kids, there's a handout that's going to be very similar to that, and if you will complete that, come up and see me. I've got a special little snack for you, a little candy treat if your parents are okay with that, and encourage you to follow along and pay attention to what we're talking about. This year, we are sharing with our congregation that our vision is we aim to teach and to train, that the South Fork family is going to invest, fully invest, like we talked about last week, this giving to God that's going to be pressed down, it's going to be running over type of investing. Our three resources, that's our time, our treasure, and talent. In life with Father, Son, and Spirit, so that the whole world will be hearing the whole gospel, so that our whole congregation will be equipped to share the whole gospel with the whole world. I want to challenge us this month to really look at our talent, of what we have as ability, God-given ability within our lives. I want to share with you a couple things that I think are important for us to remember and to know as we go through this. So often when we think about our talent, we downgrade or minimize what we're capable of doing. We miss what God has planted in our hearts. And as we looked in January about our time, I heard several people as we got into February starting to realize, wow, we've already made it through January. And where has the time gone? They were realizing that time just keeps moving and we've got to take advantage of every day that God gives us. As we finish February, as we were talking about our treasure, I hope to hear more of us saying, you know what, the money that I would have spent on X, Y, or Z, I am so excited to be able to give that to Ukraine. I'm so excited to give that to the youth so that they can be a part of their camp. I'm so excited to give that as part of my treasure so that God's kingdom can continue to grow. I hope that we will see our treasure and our time as useful opportunities to give to the Lord. And now I want to challenge us to think about our talent. Are you talented in God's kingdom? Is that really who you are? Is that how God has made you? I want us to recognize that Scripture is very clear on this. The Scripture tells us that God gives talent to all. And in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, so clearly it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be glorified with the power forever and ever. Amen. Peter is so clear that we all have been given a gift from God. Now, I probably could just stop right there, and that would be enough of a realization for some of us. Aha, that's right. God has empowered me and gifted me. He has given me a talent and something useful within his kingdom to do that's going to be a blessing to those within the kingdom and maybe as a light for those that are outside the kingdom. But there are some of us who have heard that lesson enough that we just kind of, yeah, we all have a talent and mine is just sitting here quietly, Matt, while you speak. Aha, I found out, huh? You're thinking the same thing. Really, we have a talent that is useful for God's kingdom, that is going to be a blessing for others. Over the next few weeks, I want to really help us to unfold our talent. I asked our church secretary, Nancy, to help me with this because I'm terrible. I would have flunked out in kindergarten because I cannot cut a straight line. I cannot really glue two pieces of paper together. And while we were in Japan, origami was such a beautiful craft, and I tried it. And over again, my little cranes would come out with one long arm, one long wing, and one short wing, or they just could not sit still. They would just fall over. I was terrible at it. So I asked her to make me something. So she made me this little boat. And I want this boat to represent this little truth, that we all have talent, God-given talent. And let me just say that as a truth in your life. Whether you believe it or not, it is a fact that God has instilled in you a talent. And it may, in some ways, just look like a beautiful piece of origami or art in your life. But over the next few weeks, I want us to unfold this a little bit more. I want us to take this talent that God has given to us, and I want us to see that it's not just a simple little boat or piece of paper, but there's actually a treasure behind it. There's something of great value and great purpose within who we are and how God has made us to be. So often I meet people who seem to think that their talent is not very useful. It's not very important. It's not very significant within the kingdom. Listen to what Peter says once again in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It says, each of you. How many did I include in that phrase? Each of you. So now we are all included, and he says this, should use. There is an action. There is a purpose. Each of you should use whatever gift that you have received to serve others. As faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. I dare anyone to stand up and say, God forgot me. God skipped over and I have no gift or talent that is useful for serving God's people. But yet, isn't that what happens? Church after church, place after place, people after people who are Christ followers. They're supposed to be Christ followers, but somehow we have missed this truth that we have been given by God this talent. If it is to speak, we should do so as we're speaking the very words of God. If it's to serve, then we should do so with the strength that God provides. If it is to whatever the case may be, so that God will be glorified in all that we do. I want to challenge us this morning to think about this simple truth, that we need to identify our talent, that we really need to pay attention, that God has given us an understanding that there is something useful for us to do. And if we neglect this, we're going to look at this story in a couple weeks that Jesus tells a story about a master who gives out gold, or in biblical language, talents. And some will take those talents and invest those, unfold those, and it will represent something even greater within God's kingdom. And some will take those talents, that gold, and they will just literally bury it in the sand. And I know for me, so much of my life growing up, my parents encouraged me, as different people within the church challenged me, I would deny what they were sharing, and I would just bury my talent in the sand. In Romans chapter 12, verse 6 and 8, it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If your gift is to prophesy, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is to serve, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, then do it cheerfully. He challenges us to take our talent and put it into work, to be useful within God's kingdom. Now, God's word is giving us these ideas of service, of hospitality, of generosity. But God is also giving us this blank slate. And how do I decide? How do I know really what my talent is? I was joking with somebody a week or two ago. If you would see, I literally have the VHS tape, so maybe come over to my house sometime and I'll share this with you. My first lesson, it didn't seem like much talent. In fact, I don't know why I thought this, but I had a full shotgun on stage as an illustration there in Arkansas, and I'm kind of waving it around, and they're ducking down. I had this giant cow tongue as an illustration. I mean, it was memorable for all the wrong reasons. But how do we know what our talent really is? In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, Paul writes to Timothy, and he says, I remind you for this reason, to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. I want to remind you of this thing that I see in you, the thing that I know. How often have we come together and somebody says, hey, you would be really good at X, Y, or Z, and we're like, no, not me. Somebody else can do it. Let Matt or the elders or the elders' wives, let somebody else take that on as their task because that's not for me. And we have this talent that we will continue to bury even though God says we have a talent, even though others are identifying that we are moving in that direction as utilizing that talent. How many of us have neglected to hear the words of encouragement from others? To literally step out in faith. To take an action or a place of service within God's kingdom. Even though God's family, God's people, have reminded us over and over again that that would be a blessing and a benefit for these people. For those who are outside of God's kingdom. I'm talking about something that's important because we as a church have decided that we want to use our time, our talent, and our treasure to glorify God. And if we neglect one of those, we're missing a great offering. If we neglect our time, we let time pass and we realize that in the very end, we have squandered something great. If we have been given so much of treasure, of money, of finances, of resources, and we don't really see the opportunity to bless those who are in need, we are squandering, we are missing the mark that God has placed before us. And I'm talking about our talent, and this is where it finally gets to be so, so personal. I want to challenge us this month to see that in us is a God-given talent that needs to be unfolded. Just because we have a God-given talent doesn't mean that we are fully ready for that. And I want you to know that if you are not hearing your friends say, Johnny, Mary, I really see this talent in you. I'm going to ask this question, but don't raise your hands. How many of us feel like we're not hearing very much of our friends pointing us towards a God-given talent? It's just quietness around our world. We get together and we can talk about the whatever, the weather, the madness that's going on here in March. But we don't hear the God-given talents. The reason might be you're not spending enough time with godly people who are focused on godly things. If you're not finding examples throughout Scripture of people that you want to emulate, that are someone that you want to rise up to be, maybe you are not spending enough time in God's Word. Do you hear me? Because I'm saying that God has given you a talent. And if you don't feel like you have one, maybe you haven't been reading God's Word. If you feel like God is saying this, but you don't know exactly what it is, maybe you haven't been spending enough time with God's people, because Paul is clearly identifying that in Timothy's life. God is giving us an opportunity to be a part of this family so that we can build one another up, so that we can edify and encourage, so we can teach and train, so that we can be a part of a family, so that every member is built up within Christ. I want us to know that our talent is so important, that we need to mature our talent, that we need to develop that into something that is going to blossom and grow. The simplest example of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says that Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. He grew, not just physically, although he did grow physically. He grew in his ability to connect and relate with mankind. He grew in his connection and understanding of who God is. Jesus is developing and changing as he is on this earth. I wonder if we would take the same pattern, that I understand that I could be a server in God's kingdom, but I really don't know where I'm supposed to go. So, congregation, would you lead me? Would you help me? Would you point me in some directions that are feeling uncomfortable, that are feeling unnatural, but I'm going to find my place within God's kingdom? Can we develop what God has placed in us, or will we just sit back and let life happen, the time go by, and our treasure and our talent never utilized for God's kingdom? Mature talent is going to grow and develop, but a mature talent is also going to bless others. It always is spoken about as something that is given to someone else. Peter speaks about that in 1 Peter. Paul speaks about that in Romans chapter 12, that when we are to serve, we're to serve others. When we are to give, we are to give others. What we say and what we do should be a blessing and an impact in other people's lives. You can't have a God-given talent and sit in a cave all by yourself and fully utilize that talent. You can't have a God-given talent and sit in a crowd quietly and fully utilize that God-given talent. Our talent from God is to bless others. And I love this passage in Exodus chapter 35, where it speaks about this beautiful scene of Moses, of God preparing Moses and the people of Israel for building this tabernacle. And in Exodus 35, we hear for the first time in all of Scripture, all the individuals that have come and gone, we hear for the first time that one of them is empowered by the Spirit of God. And he is empowered, not like Abraham or Moses, not like Noah, or any of those other great names that have gone before. But in Exodus 35, we find a man who is empowered by God's Spirit, who is talented in stonework, in goldsmithing. And he is equipped in the opportunity to teach others as well. Scripture says that women are bringing their fine linens, they're sewing them together and giving them back for God's glory. I wonder if we will recognize what God has given us in terms of our treasure and our time, and we will utilize that with our talent so that we can be a blessing to others. God's gift is in us. God's Spirit is in us. But will we fully use that and develop that? Will we share that with others, or will we sit quietly? There are far too many churches in which this has been the sample, the staple of their life and their way, to sit quietly and let things go by. So my last question for you this morning. If it's true that God gives us each our own talent, if it's true that we are faithful with little, then he's going to give us a little bit more. And it will develop and grow into something that could be specific and significant for the world around us. I wonder this morning, do you have the gumption? And I love that word. Do you have the internal grit and desire to give back greatly to the Lord? Has he blessed you with so much time and treasure that in this one way, our talent, maybe I have to really stretch myself. Maybe I have to step out of my comfort zone. Maybe I'm going to be like Moses where I don't feel qualified to speak, but God is calling me. My people are asking me, and I'm going to step forward, and I'm going to do this class. I'm going to do this service project. I'm going to participate in this way. I don't know if this is my gift. I don't know if this is my talent, but I'm going to give back to the Lord whatever I have, whatever people are asking me to give within God's kingdom, so that his name will be glorified? Or will I sit back quietly and patiently, hoping that somebody else will take that invitation? Will you give greatly to God? Will you really do some soul searching this month? To let God's Spirit start a fire in your heart about what your talent is, where your place is within this family, within His kingdom. And do you have the gumption to let Him use you in a way that is mighty and powerful? Are we going to give our time, treasure, and talent to the Lord in a way that reflects Luke 6, that cup is going to be overflowing, it's going to be spilling out? Are we going to give our talent maybe one Saturday a year? I mean, I don't really want this to be too messy, God. I don't really want things to change so much. But God, if you'll just use me on one Sunday, I'll do one class. God, if you'll just sign me up for going to the mission, I'll do that once. That's all I can do. Are we going to give and let it be pressed down, running over? God has given us a talent. That's the truth. Will you unfold it? Will you work with it this year so that His name will be glorified? Our time, our talent, and our treasure. We're going to invest with the Father, Son, and the Spirit so that the whole congregation will be equipped to teach the whole gospel to the whole world. We live in one of the most wonderful times, one of the most difficult times, where we are seeing a country hurting, but we also have an opportunity to bless and to serve those people far, far away. We live in one of the most wonderful times in which God has given us a technology, transportation, and resources to do things that generations before only dreamt about. Will we use our treasure, our time, and our talent for His glory? I pray that you will really consider that. I pray that you will really invest your time. And if you've already decided that you have not been using your talent wisely, our shepherds are standing by and they would love to pray with you. Our office is open throughout the week and we would love to sit down with you and help you find a way to use your talent to give God the glory. If you've already decided that you haven't even made God your Lord and Savior and you want to make that happen right now, our baptistry is ready. You can make that decision right now. If you know that you have not been living a life that has been giving Him the honored place with your time and your talent and your treasures, why don't we make that change right now? Let's stand together and sing this song.
Lord, take my life, make it your home. Lord, live through me.